Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series.
My guest today is Xiaolin Chen, Senior Director of Technical Product Management for Formal Solutions at Synopsys. She has over 20 years of experience applying formal technology and verification and partnering with customers to identify opportunities where formal methods are best suited to solve complex verification challenges. She is currently serving as the general chair for DBCon US 2026, one of my favorite shows, by the way. And she's been on the steering committee and has been serving as a member of the technical program committee since 2019. She has authored more than 20 conference papers and holds a patent. Welcome to the podcast, Xiaolin.
Well, hi, Daniel. Thank you very much for having me on the show. Thank you.
So as a background, can I first ask you what originally brought you to Synopsys and DBCon?
Interesting story. What brought me to Synopsys? I started out in the semiconductor industry for quite a while, a number of years. Most times I've spent in product engineering or test engineering, verification, but for the last almost 25 years and since I joined Synopsys. So what brought me to Synopsys was I was working at an ASIC company. We were designing ASIC chips, and then we were all using, you know, traditional simulation and so on method to do verification. And I met Liang Single there, and he was doing consulting. He was working as a consultant at the company that I was working at, and he was using this new technology. It's called the formal. So long story short, and he introduced me to the world of the formal verification. That really changed my outlook. And when the company, it's a startup company, was downsizing and so on, I'm finding myself need to look for new opportunities. And then I was talking to Synopsys, and they say, we have this new exciting opportunity for you. We are working this formal technology and do the model checking, formal model checking. And what do you know about it? And I said, wow, that's interesting. I just recently got introduced to this technology by Vigyan. And it's really exciting. It's very different thinking of how to solve verification problems. So I got really excited about that. And I was lucky enough to get a chance to work at Synopsys to launch their very first formal model checking tool, and also being there for their launching of a second generation, basically the new generation of a brand new formal checking tool, almost more than 10 years later. And this is next generation formal checking tool, which is called VC Formal. We're still showing very strong usage growth even today. So especially today, I see, you know, the formal verification becoming a mainstream. It was took us quite some time, you know, to get here, but now it's a must use, must do. So I'm still passionate about it.
That's a great story. And what brought you to DBCon? I mean, I'm a big fan of DBCon. I've been going to DBCon, I think, ever since it started. But you've been at many different positions in DBCon. So how did you get started?
Yeah. How did I get into it? It's my favorite show also. So I started by participating in writing papers, which was accepted by DBCon in 2009. That was my first paper. And that was very, very encouraging. And from then on, I bit this bug, I guess. I continue to write papers and publish papers at different public conferences in the US, as well as other parts of the globe. So by participating in these conferences, you know, I always felt like there's such, you know, dynamic energy. And it's a collection of new engineers, as well as industry experts, veterans, and so on. They all come together to share their learnings and experiences. You know, I always walk away from these events feeling like so much more energized And I always felt like I've learned so much and meeting all the people in the industry, and they're all thirst for knowledge and they're all curious and eager to find out what's the latest and greatest things out there, you know, and then what the challenges everybody's facing and how people are really resolving these issues and that I've been dealing with or other people are dealing with. So over the years, you know, for the people who've been coming to the event, it always felt like a little mini reunion for us to meet at conferences like this. It's really, really sweet, really endearing, I feel. So, and then in 2019, I got an opportunity to join the technical program committee. So I have to thank for Sean Safarpour, that's my manager at the time. I don't know if everybody knows, this conference is run all by the volunteers. So that including myself, we're not getting paid for doing this, right? But when I got this opportunity, I saw it as a way to contribute more to these events that I care about so very much. So that's the reason I joined in. And a couple of years later, you know, 2019, as you know, and a couple of years after that, it's a pandemic hit, right? That's when I became part of the steering committee. Then the responsibility expanded, you know, beyond just a technical program. And so I just got involved more. And this year, I'm very honored and humbled to be serving as the general chair for the whole conference.
Yeah, I agree. It's DVCon is an intimate conference. We all know each other, but that's good. And it's great networking and great place to exchange experiences and ideas. And, you know, DVCon has a new location this year. How do you think that's going to affect the conference?
That's a great question, Daniel. What do you think? I think coming out of pandemic in 2020 and 2021, I think we did a virtual or half virtual conference then. Come back to live in person in 2022. I think it took quite some time for the people and for the organizations and try to figure out, you know, what is normal and how things should really change. And what should be the new normal, right? That we all gone through that. So in 2022, there were still some uncertainties, right? By 2023, guess what? The AI tidal wave started. And with that, the whole industry just, you know, stood up and took notice. And people are starting to see that AI is gonna just affect every aspect of the industry, you know, including design and verification. You know, and the DoubleTree has served us well for many, many years. I don't know if you started before me going to DVCon. I started 2009, maybe you have even longer history with that. But, you know, DoubleTree just starting to feel that we've outgrown the venue has to offer. So the steering committee started looking for alternative venues to just intensify anticipation of the future growth because of the AI tidal wave. So what's new venue? I'm very excited about it. This year is for the first time we're going to be at the Hyatt Regency Santa Clara, and it's located in the heart of Silicon Valley, not very far from DoubleTree, but the venue is layout is very different. It's new and it has a very cohesive layout and makes me, when you walk in, it makes you feel like things are happening and full of energy. So that is the vibe I get. That's one thing. The second thing, it's connected to the convention center. You know, I mean, many, many other tech conferences and that's happening over there and we just connect next to it. And we are next door to the Levi Stadium. You know, I don't know if you know, which we're hosting this year's Super Bowl next week, actually. And it will also be the venue for the 2026 FICA World Cup in June. So it's very exciting area, you know, there's so many things, exciting things happening in the whole area. So it'll be a whole new experience for all the attendees. So they can walk down to the street to see the convention center, walk down to the Levi Stadium to see the stadium. And then there's also Great America, just all within walking distance. I think it's incredible venue. And then I'm also, and coming back to the conference, I'm very excited and pleased to say that the technical session rooms, they all have bigger capacity. I think, you know, at the DoubleTree, where we're standing room only, people were complaining that they don't have enough room, but we have expanded that capacity. And not only that, the exhibition floor space also is bigger. And it's exciting part is, even though the bigger space for exhibition, this year we have all sold out for the space for the exhibition. So anyway, at this rate, we'll have to be maybe more, even more creative for the next year. So, and there are, you know, on-site restaurants and cafes and bars where you can just have a casual meeting, relax or unwind. And there are other restaurants within walking distance as well. So it's very exciting for me.
Yeah, don't forget there's better parking too.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Thank you for the reminder. Yes, better parking cannot be better than free, right?
Yeah. It's one of my favorite conference locations, the Convention Center and the Hyatt. And I think you will expand your audience there because it's so easy to get to and the parking is so easy and everything. But, you know, the program looks a little bit different this year than last year. So what's new?
What's new? I think the technical program mostly are the same. Let's say the program itself, we have introduced a hackathon for attendees just to have more fun things to do for the tech people, right? So we are engineers at heart. We want to do something fun. So there's a hackathon for designers or verification engineers. You want to participate throughout the conference, you can participate in that hackathon. And also, I mean, in the past, we generally have a sponsorship, but this year we offer platinum sponsorship. And this year we had four. It's you know, historical. We never have this many platinum sponsors. So we have four sponsorships and then platinum sponsorship. There are gold sponsors. So thank you so much for all the sponsors and the silver sponsors and so on. It's amazing. So this year, because of four platinum sponsorships, full conference attendees will enjoy sponsored luncheons and so on from like Cadence, Chip Agency, Siemens, and Synopsys, all 4 days. So I'm looking forward to participation from everyone to stay for the whole time because this is really exciting program in all new offerings. So that's new.
Yeah, I'm excited about all the sponsors. Most of them we work with on SemiWiki, and two of the sponsors, Chip Agents and Bronco AI, are literally AI startup company verification companies, which I think is amazing. You mentioned the AI wave, and I think AI is really going to affect verification, maybe first and foremost.
Yeah, I mean, you can see it everywhere. You know, it's like whether it's verification or design, you cannot. You just see that it helps so much and accelerate everything that you do, right? So it may not replace human, and many people ask questions: will the AI take my job away or replace me? But I don't see that for now. It's like it's making us more busy, but getting us started faster. And anything will take a lot longer time before. Now, with the help of AI, you can be so much more productive.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's just going to make us more productive, and it's going to turn out better chips. There's no doubt about that. So talk a little bit more about the program. You know, what does the program look like this year?
Yeah, the program will start with Monday. There will be 10 workshops and tutorials. Accelera is sponsoring the event, and they have promised to offer some really fun prizes. So please go there. And the tutorials and so on, you can look at the program grid. It's at the dvcon.org. You can go find all the details on every single workshops and tutorial. And many are AI related. And that, you know, foremost, you can see across the tutorials, the workshops and papers and so on, many are AI themes because, you know, it's interweaves into everything we do, right? And then Tuesday, we're going to have paper sessions and the poster sessions and the industry keynote. And Wednesday, we will start with a panel discussion. It's an invited keynote. and then talk about how to solve the verification bottleneck. And then will be more paper sessions and invited keynote. We'll announce the best paper and the poster during the evening reception, and as well as the winner of the hackathon. So participating in voting, for sure, that's very important. We want to hear from all of you to vote your favorite paper, and then I hope you can be a winner of the hackathon. And then on Thursday, it's again sponsored tutorial and workshops. We'll have 7 of those on Thursday. So that's the general layout of the program.
And can you talk a little bit more about the keynotes? I looked at the keynotes, and I actually know several of the gentlemen keynoting. It's an all-star cast.
Yes, it is very exciting, right? We have very, very exciting industry keynotes. The first one on Tuesday afternoon is titled Verification, Validation, and Hardware Software Challenges with Complex Chipset-Based Systems. It will be featuring Avi Kolpervar. So he's a Senior Vice President of Digital Verification Technology from Siemens EDA. I personally don't know him, but I don't know if you are familiar with the speakers. And the second one is Jean-Marie Bournet, and he is the Senior Vice President of Hardware System Verification from Siemens EDA. And a special industry speaker, invited speaker by Siemens, which is Alain Chappelle, I believe. So it's a Senior Director of ASIC Verification and Emulation from Micron Technology. So they will talk about all the challenges we are evolving towards software-defined, AI-driven, and very modular architectural verification, and there are challenges in different ways because AI is driving all the development to be by the design size and so on, increasing exponentially. So correctness by design is a must. So for all these design houses and verification teams, they're facing unprecedented challenges to get it right the first time, right? So this keynote is trying to address how there are different complementary perspectives to examine how we make this shift to using AI and how it's going to be from architectural point of view to explore different ways from hardware and software and combine hardware assisted verification and how that will be weaved into cross simulation and acceleration platforms and so on to see how we can improve the efficiency of verification. So that is the first keynote. And the second keynote is by Stuart Oberman from NVIDIA, and he's a VP of hardware engineering and the GPU team. And he will talk about from pixels to tokens in chip design and verification in the era of AI. So he has many years experience. He's truly veteran leading the verification front for the GPU verification. So he will have many gems and wisdom to share with everyone, what is the trajectory and how we can most efficiently use the verification, how design and verification tools and methodology need to evolve and adopt to manage both the complexity and the pace of the development, right? So that's the topic they will be talking about. I'm really excited and looking forward to the talks.
Yeah, I am as well. I know a couple of the gentlemen and they're great speakers. So what themes are you seeing throughout the technical program?
Yeah, so definitely there's themes, definitely AI. There's no doubt about it. So it's like the keynote, both of the keynote speeches is weaving AI throughout the different methodologies and so on, the whole flow. And then all the technical programs, maybe half of them will be AI themed, right? So that's just incredible evolution that we see, that AI is really pervasive. They are everywhere, right? So that is a theme. For sure.
So you've been to quite a few DVCon conferences, just as I have over the years. And, you know, as the chair, though, what are you excited about, you know, personally this year?
Yeah, I've talked about a lot about the new venue. I'm really excited that I'm just energized by it. You know, when I walk in, I'm really energized by it. And then all these keynotes and everybody's the experiments they've done, the hard work they've done, they come to share everything, and then it's all new. The AI is such a new era. So you can see this agentic AI that everybody's bringing, how they are weaving into their design and verification cycles, how is it improving their productivity. I'm really excited, looking forward to see all of that. And then I'm excited to meet people and all these expanded technical session rooms and exhibition floors. I'm excited to see how it's going to take effect and how that affect the conference. I'm sure it'll bring a very positive effect to everybody. So that's what I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah, I agree. I think the venue change is going to be key. And for me, AI. I mean, I think it's just going to be amazing. I think AI is going to make us all so much smarter, the whole world. And that's a good thing, right?
Yes, we are, each one of us only has one brain. You know, this AI has everybody's brains. That's scary.
Yeah.
But it's exciting at the same time. So I did forget to mention probably something about the panel, right? We do have an exciting panel. That's, again, AI. Is AI the key to ending the verification bottleneck? Wouldn't you want to know? I'm curious about that. See the panelists, what they have to say. And one more thing, I think it's the Poster Ninja that we have. We started maybe a couple of years ago. So this is very exciting. It's audience participation, you know, have a debate in front of people and in front of the panelists and in front of the audience. So that's going to be fun too. So yeah, I'm very excited.
Yeah, me too. And I'm happy to see you there again. And thank you for your time. And we'll see you at the conference.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity, Daniel. I'm looking forward to seeing you there as well. I'm looking forward to see everybody. Please come.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening and have a great day.